Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In exploring the world around us, we are completely dependent on the input of our five senses. But as Lawrence Rosenblum, professor of psychology at the University of California, Riverside, explains, those five senses often work together in ways that are beyond our immediate perception.
Psychologists have long known that our senses can take in information without our awareness. But new research is showing that entire perceptual abilities can happen this way. These implicit perceptual skills occur all the time and can actually be fine-tuned with practice. Consider Daniel Kish, a blind man who leads mountain biking expeditions. Daniel uses a skill known as echolocation. He produces click sounds with his tongue, which reflect off of the rocks and trees in his path, allowing his brain to determine their locations. But echolocation is not a skill reserved for the blind. Research in our lab and others shows that most everyone can learn rudimentary echolocation with 10 minutes of practice. With more practice, we can learn to recognize the size, shape, and surface texture of sound-reflecting objects. Another of our implicit perceptual skills is lip-reading. You probably don't lip-read as well as Sue Thomas, a deaf individual who has performed lip-reading surveillance for the FBI. But research suggests that your brain is actually lip-reading all the time. Whether you're listening to someone in a noisy environment, learning a new language, or simply engaged in a complex conversation, looking at the mouth of a speaker enhances your ability to hear what they're saying. Further, research in our lab and others has shown that lip-read speech can often dominate the speech we hear. All of this is consistent with brain imaging, showing that the hearing parts of our brain actually treat lip-read speech as if it's sound. Lip-reading and echolocation are just two of our implicit perceptual skills. Similar skills are being revealed for our touch, smell, and taste systems. While these skills lie just below the level of consciousness for most of us, experts such as Daniel Kish and Sue Thomas show that these skills can be refined into perceptual superpowers.
That was Lawrence Rosenblum of the University of California at Riverside. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. See me.